This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A shipment of the experimental Ebola drug ZMapp arrived in Monrovia, Liberia today. It's meant for two Liberian doctors who became infected with the disease while out treating patients. More than 1,000 people have died so far in West Africa, including 3 people in Nigeria. Tomi Oladipo is the BBC's correspondent there. We got him in Lagos. Tomi, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on the program.
What is it like there in Lagos? Is this disease now something that's present on people's minds?
Certainly. I mean, there's a lot of talk about it in the news, about what the damage is doing across West Africa. And Lagos, for example, is a city of close to 20 million people, very densely populated. And there are fears that with such a virus here, it could spread easily. And so there is concern, but I wouldn't say there's any panic of this or anything of the sort.
As you ride a bus, though, or as you go to the market to pick through fruit, is it something that's on people's minds? I mean, this is a disease, as we know, that's not difficult to transmit.
Well, Ebola can spread through physical contact, and people seem to know that now here in Nigeria. So there is a lot of caution now. Even just shaking hands, people are a bit more reluctant to do that now. So yes, when it comes to all of that, in fact, you go to different places. I was at the gym this morning, and they had hand sanitizers all around the place. So anybody using equipment, had to clean their hands. So that's generally the sense of the way things are, just to stay safe.
Have you talked to people in Sierra Leone or other countries who've been dealing with this? Are they seeing the same thing there? They must be, because it's worse there.
It's much worse there. I mean, Nigeria has only just about 13 cases of the Ebola virus. Meanwhile, in those other countries, they have hundreds of people infected, hundreds have died as well. So there, it's a lot more difficult for people to go about things. For example, in Liberia and Sierra Leone, where the military has come out and is restricting movement, so people can't even get across, for traders trying to get their goods from one town to the next, or people just traveling. Those kinds of movements have been restricted just so that the virus would not spread.
Have you been talking to small business people? Are they seeing anything just in terms of sales and crowds in their stores?
It depends on what kind of sales we're talking about. For example, in Nigeria, we've got this kind of roast beef, which is sold in skewers and made out in the open. It's popular. It's a delicacy around the country. And a lot of the sellers we've spoken to, they say their sales have gone down. Some of them would have maybe 200 customers a day, and then now saying they're getting about 50, because people are just staying away and restricting what they eat. When it comes to general business, things seem to be still going on as usual.
Mm. Tomi Oladipo, the BBC's correspondent in Lagos, Nigeria. Tomi, thank you very much.
You're welcome.